Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, we have Auntie Carrie doing Judges 19.
Right, okay. Okay, let me get back to it. Okay.
Okay.
Judges 19. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took to him a concubine out of Bethlehem Judah, and his concubine played the whore against him, and went away from him unto her father's house to Bethlehem Judah, and was there 4 whole months. And her husband arose, and went after her, to speak friendly unto her, and to bring her again, having his servant with him, and a couple of horses. And she brought him into her father's house. And when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him, and he abode with him 3 days. So they did eat and drink. It passed on the 4th day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart. And the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. And they sat down, and did eat and drink both of them together. And the damsel's father had said unto the man, be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thine heart be merry. And when the man rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him, therefore he lodged there again. And he rose early in the morning on the 5th day to depart. And the damsel's father said, comfort thine heart, I pray thee. And they tarried until afternoon, and they did eat both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine, and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said unto him, behold, now the day draweth toward evening. I pray you, tarry all night. Behold, the day groweth to an end. Lodge here, that thine heart may be merry. And tomorrow get you early on your way, that thou mayest go home. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed, and came over against Jebus, which is Jerusalem. And there were with him 2 asses saddled. His concubine also was with him. And when they were by Jebus, the day was far spent. And the servant said unto his master, come, I pray thee, and let us turn in into this city of the Jebusites, and lodge in it. And his master said unto him, we will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger, that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. And he said unto his servant, come, and let us draw near to one of these places to lodge all night in Gibeah, or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way. And the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongeth to Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go in and to lodge in Gibeah. And when he went in, he sat him down in the street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodging. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field of even, which was also of Mount Ephraim, and he sojourned in Gibeah. But the men of the place were Benjamites. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, whither goest thou, and whence comest thou? And he said unto him, we are passing from Bethlehem Judah toward the side of Mount Ephraim. From thence am I, and I went to Bethlehem Judah. But I am now going to the house of the Lord, and there is no man that receiveth me to house. Yet there is both straw and provender for our asses, and there is bread and wine also for me, and for thy handmaid, and for the young man which is with thy servants. There is no want of anything. And the old man said, peace be with thee. Howsoever, let all thy wants lie upon me, only lodge not in the street. So he brought him into his house, and gave provender unto the asses, and they washed their feet, and did eat and drink. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, Bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them, and said unto them, Nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is come into mine house, do not this folly. Behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. Them I will bring out now, and humble ye them, and do with them what seemeth good unto you. But unto this man do not so vile a thing. But the men would not hearken to him. So the man took his concubine, and brought her forth unto them. And they knew her, and abused her all the night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day, and fell down at the door of the man's house, where her lord was, till it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning, and opened the doors of the house, and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And he said unto her, Up, and let us be going. But none answered. Then the man took her up upon an ass, and the man rose up, and gat him unto his place. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife, and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her, together with her bones, into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so, that all that saw it said, There was no such deed done, nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider of it. Take advice and speak your minds.
Amen.
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 Thank you for playing that Judges 19 for us, Auntie Carrie. I would do a roll call. I have Brother Hubert, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty. Is Daniel with us tonight? Brother Daniel and Mother May.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
The Nellen family and friends are glad that you are here tonight, and we have gathered here to give God honor and to praise his name. And may God continue to bless America. Amen.
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 Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Sister Shirley.
Father in heaven, we thank you that you have brought each of us safely to a new year and another Bible study week. This is a day that we have never seen before, and we gladly surrender our lives to you in worship and praise. As we gather, we remember those who are not with us today. For those who are sick, we ask for healing. And for those away from us, we ask for blessings to be on them. We invite your beautiful Holy Spirit to move freely among us. Come dwell in each of our hearts. Equip us, challenge us, comfort us, and teach us. Inspire us as we learn more about your majestic ways. Father, as we meet now, may we behold your beauty and encounter your grace. We ask all this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line, Sister Shirley. And now we have a song, bear with us today. We do not have Angela, our DJ. So we have a fill-in, which would be led by Brother Hubert. And the song is Donnie Clerken, I Need You.
Amen.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? How could I live without you? I could not be. Lord, what would I do with life? And where would I go without? How would I ever be all that I know?
Everybody,
I need you. I can't make it without.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So many people have lost their way. I just feel that we just need to reiterate that we need the Lord. We cannot live without Him.
Yes.
So many people have lost their way, but we pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank Auntie Carrie again for sharing Judges 19 with us. Also, Sister Shirley for the blessing of the prayer line, which was very much needed and was great.
Amen.
And for DJ Hubert filling in for DJ Sister Angela playing the song, I Need You. Amen.
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 Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with our program, and I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Revelation 12. Revelation chapter 12, 1 through 6. The woman with child. And there was appeared a great wonderful in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon on her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, traveling in birth, and painful to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the 3rd part of the star of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour their child as soon as they were born. And she brought forth a man child, who would rule all nature with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fell into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared to God, that they should see her there 1,260 days. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Revelation. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 9, starting at verse 35 through 38. Yeah. Jesus went about the city and villages, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, and the sheep had no shepherd. Excuse me, can you see? Then said he unto his disciple, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the labor are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he was send false labor unto his harvest. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Matthew. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Jeremiah 31:1-37, and the subject said everlasting love. Depend upon your outlook. This is either a terrible, depressing passage or a very exciting one. It speaks of how the people of Israel have failed God and denied his authority in their lives. Despite their failure, God addressed his fallen, broken people and offered them restoration. As you read Jeremiah 31, notice the Notice the hope that God offered and the emphasis upon the action rather than Israel. I have loved you. I have drawn you. I will build you up. You will go out to dance. Because of what God does, you will plant again because of God's provision. The living, loving God who was with Israel in the destruction would also be with them in the restruction. Before we go rushing out today and decide to build ourselves up, let's notice that repentance, a genuine turnaround, precedes restoration. The key to restoration and a return to oneness with our God in agreement with God that the relationship between him and us has been violated. When we make such an omission, God pours free-flowing grace upon us. We can rejoice today in the truth that God desired for us to know that he does forgive, restore, and bring us back from all of those situations in which we have been captivity. As Jeremiah 31 shows, that we will see three differences between the old life and the new life. First, in our new life, we will have God's law in our mind and heart, and we'll define ourselves as God's people. Second, in our new life, we will know God rather than simply know about him. And third, in our new life, we will rely on God's faithfulness and integrity rather than our own. He who reigns over nature with its steady rhythm reigns over us and love us just as steadily. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Jeremiah. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Titus. Titus chapter 2. And I'll start at verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good thing, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil things to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own master and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for the reading out of Titus. Next, I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of Psalm 119, 31st verse through to 40. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees, then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your command, for there I find delight. Turn my heart towards your statutes and not towards selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant, so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. Preserve my life in your righteousness. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalms. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 93. The Lord ringeth, and he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself with the word, also established, that I cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of the old. Thou art from everlasting. The flood have lifted up. O Lord, the flood have lifted up their voices. The flood lifted up their ways. The Lord on high is mighty. Then though noises of many waters, yea, then mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimony is very sure. Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Amen.
Can you repeat what he say? I didn't hear him.
Oh, yeah.
He said it's day three, and he's glad everybody's here. Amen.
Okay, amen. Amen. Glad he's here with us as well. Amen. Amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in. First of all, is there anyone that I need to add to the sick and shut-in list?
Hey, Loretta, excuse me. Loretta?
Uh-huh.
We had Brian to join us at the end. He had something he would like to share with his prayer line tonight.
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Everybody, this is for a family, straight up family. Like we started this, where did we start this at? In my old apartment. Remember this? See, I have steps. I'm going to read from Deuteronomy. This is where Moses was speaking to Joshua. See, I have set before thee this day at life and good and death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them. I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land which thou passest over Jordan to possess. Look, I need that. I call heaven and earth to rest of this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou might love the Lord thy God, and that thou might obey his voice, and thou might cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of days, that thou might dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto the fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. What I have to say about this, I've been running away from my family. And it's a bit, it's a big burden on me.
Amen.
No,
thank you
running.
For that reading, Brian. Thank you for that reading, Brian, out of Deuteronomy.
I feel no respect.
Amen.
I feel no respect.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our sick and shut-ins, especially for the Howard family, Kamisha, Willie Williams, Auntie Waleen, Sister Shirley and family, Trey, Brian, Daniel, and Joseph, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but they stand in the need of a prayer, Father God. And we ask that you, Father God of hope, we look to you in times of need. You are the healing God. Please bring healing to our loved ones and help us to approach you with thanksgiving in our heart. For you are the spring of the living water. Help our sick and shut-ins to find life and all its fullness in you. And Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that have been affected or have lost a loved one due to this pandemic. And we ask that you give them the strength that they so desperately need to keep pressing forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we're at birthdays. I have January 3rd through January 9th. Mom, do you happen to have her list?
On the side. Adonis of Uki.
Mom, do you happen to have the birthday list?
I got it, Loretta.
Oh, okay. Good evening.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I have January 3rd, we have Jesse Ross. January 4th, we have Sean. And I have somebody on the 9th, Merritt, for 54 Merritt. Anniversary date, they were 54 years. One day I wrote it down, but I didn't put a name by it, but somebody's celebrating an anniversary on the 9th.
Praise God.
Feels on rough.
That's all that I have, Loretta.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that, Angela. And, let's see, Mom, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and me more.
Amen. Thank you, Angela, for keeping a great birthday list over there. Mom, thank you for that beautiful song. We pray for many, many more birthdays. Amen.
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 Okay, we have reached the part where we have praise report, testimony, song, or poem, and even more Bible verses. And I will go ahead and get started with Auntie Carrie. Is there any praise report, testimony? Okay. All right. Moving on to Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to try to sing.
Amen.
It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. But Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free. No, that's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's another new year, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, yeah. Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For gifts, mercy, kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endure forever. Pray ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. And next I go to Brother Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, let's see. Sister Shirley, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
Okay.
Okay, Mother May, any praise report, testimony, song you want like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Let's see. I have Brother Daniel.
He passed.
How about Brother Brian?
I got
a lot
of fun. So we're gonna work this until the game go off. Song in my heart right now is called Let It Rock. Y'all know how to sing. Let it rock. Let it rock. Let it rise. Let all this pain and comfort, let it rise. Cause I see hate when I walk through the door. I see hate when I'm on the floor. I don't like it. I never been a bully, so stop trying to bully me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Did Daniel pass? I'm sorry.
Yes, he passed.
Okay. Yes. Amen, amen. Okay, all right. Now we're at the part where we assign parts for next week. And I have Judges 20. Any volunteer for Judges 20?
You want me to do it like I did tonight?
If you can, Auntie Carrie, that would be most helpful and grateful.
Yeah, I could do it.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you, Auntie Carrie, for taking over Judges 20. I have an opening for the Blessing of the Prayer Line. Any takers for the Blessing of the Prayer Line? The reason I'm so quiet is because I'm waiting on someone to speak up. So I'm going to say it again. Do I have... Do I have anyone that would like to bless the prayer line for next week? Okay. Silent means a no, I guess. And I have up for grab the closing prayer. Anyone would like to volunteer for the closing prayer?
Oh.
I'm sorry. No volunteer for the closing prayer? Okay, between Angela and myself, we'll take care of that part. Okay, let's see. We have reached a closing prayer now, and Auntie Betty will lead us out into that. And if everyone would bow their head. Angela, on the song, I don't know if Hubert shared it with you, but stop it at 5 so I can do the conclusion, and then we'll continue with the song after that, okay? Amen.
I got it. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. So if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Auntie Betty.
Yes, let us pray. Our Father, our God, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. There's a sweet expression on each face. And I know that it is the spirit of the Lord. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another year. Help us to serve you better and show us what you want us to do today to be a blessing to others. Lord, help us on this journey and help us on the way that you would lead us. Holy Spirit, lead us in all truth. You are our hope. Father, we love you, we adore you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. We give you all the glory and all the praises. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that closing prayer, Auntie Betty. Now, the next song is Tasha Cobb, You Still Love Me, No Matter What We Do, No Matter How Much Sin We Commit, God Still Loves Us. And this
Amen.
Is just a reminder. Amen.
Amen.
Why do we do the things we do when it hurts you? I'll never understand why. We're at a place in our lives where we're tired of all the lies and the pain we feel inside. We want to make it right. I have nothing else to give except our lives. Please accept this offering. I present my body, my sacrifice, holy. Yeah, yeah. I'm back to you with my hands raised high. I give you my heart, yeah, and I give you my mind. I don't need no money. Yeah. But I hold you inside. Do you still love me? Somebody put their hands on it right there. Do you love me?
What we do, we cannot stop the love of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Angela was late joining the group, and I have to give you the floor. Is there anything you would like to share with us tonight? Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, I would like to say that this concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week or our challenging week. And I would like to close with this poem for the year 2020. As the dawn breaks on a new year, let us give thanks for all we hold dear, our health, our family, and our friends. Let us release our grudges, our anger, and our pain. For these are nothing but binding chains. Let us live each day in the most loving way, the God-conscious way. Let us serve all who are in need, regardless of their race, color, or creed. Let us keep God of our own understanding in our hearts, and to chant God's name each day. Let us lead the world from darkness to light, from falsehood to truth, and from wrong to right. Let us remember that we are all one, embracing all and discriminating against none. May your year be filled with peace, prosperity, and love. May God's blessing shower upon you and bestow upon each of you a bright, healthy, and peaceful new year. Reverend Marcy wrote that poem, and I thought it was good to share with the group tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Well,
yes. Happy New Year, everyone. And here we'll continue with the remaining of the song, He Still Loved Me, no matter what we do.
Amen.
Amen. Happy New Year to you all. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen.
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 Well, that concludes our program for tonight. We love you all and we thank you and have a blessed, blessed new 2021. Amen.
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 Good night, everyone. We love you all.
Love you too. Good night.
Happy New Year to all.
Thank you.